Welcome everyone back. I wish everyone a good year, a healthy year, so we could, for all of us and our families, so we should be able to learn and open Hashem without tears us. And today we're going to start new sugi of Tamki Iker. So that's Tamki Iker is going to be a series of Shirim. It's a fundamental part of Yoredeya. That's part of the idea that why I start the Taruvus, like Rabbi Willig did years ago, and not in Basar V'Cholov. Because these are the fundamentals of, Tam Kinker is a general part of of Hilchas Tarovus. Basar V'Cholov is just one application. But you have to know what how can you learn Basar V'Cholov if you don't know what Tam Kinker is all about. So we're going to start that Bez Hashem today. And then Bez Hashem, now we go straight after the Yom Tovim season. And Bez Hashem, those that are here for Shabbos, let me know. I'd love to get to know you more. Those that I know already, I know I'll get to know better. Those that I don't know as well, I want to get to know. If you're here for Shabbos, and we're here, we'd love to have you come over for a meal or two. So please let you know, this invitation applies both to single and married people. Okay. Now the minute this year we start with the Niggun, so we start at the beginning, but whenever there's a big hefsek, we have to redo the Niggun. Okay, so I think this is a big enough hefsek, as big enough as they come. So we'll start the Niggun and then we'll go straight into Tam Ki Iker. Avinu v'rachamo
Oh,
din of tam ki ikar means that if somebody doesn't eat the be'en, you have a non-kosher hamburger. So if you eat the non-kosher hamburger, that's the be'en. You're eating the be'en itself. Be'en mean, what does be'en mean? Ah, from the word ayin. You can see it. You see it in front of you. So you eat a non-kosher piece of meat, you can see it. That's ikar. That's the ikar. That's the be'en. That's what you see. But what if it's something you don't see? In other words, say I take a non-kosher hamburger and I cook it with carrots. I cook it with carrots. Say a kazayas, I put in a pot, a kazayas of treif meat and a kazayas of carrots. And I cook them together. And then I remove the treif meat, don't eat it, and now I just have the carrot in front of me. And I eat the carrot. So the Chiddush HaTorah, or Midrabanan, we'll see, of Tam Ki Ikar is that even though I don't have the Ikar in front of me anymore, it's not here. It's gone. It's gone. It's not being consumed. I'm only consuming what? The Tam, the carrot. But the carrot has the Tam of Basar. Because since you cooked the carrot with the basar, so then the tam of the basar went into the carrot, and eating the carrot is like eating the basar, tam ki ikar. Now, if I have many carrots, I have 60 kazayasim of carrots, and one kazayas of treif meat, so then the tam of the treif meat is going to be dissipated throughout the 60 carrots, and therefore you're not going to be able to taste the tam anymore, because any tam that's dissipated in shishim is bata, right? Unless it's a very strong tam, but in a stomach de milsa of a regular piece of food of the shishim. So if I have shishim of carrots or more, and then I take the be'en out, and I only eat the carrots, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter, because it's batel. But if I don't have shishim, and I only eat the carrots, so that's the din, the tam ki ikar, that even though the ikar is not here, I got rid of it. And I had to get rid of it, because it's like we said, it's nikar iser. So nikar iser is not batel, but the tam is not nikar. The tam, you can't see the tam. So the tam is being dissipated throughout the carrots, and that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Or, again, we'll see, it might be a Dereis, it might be the Rambanon, we'll have to see. That eating the tam is the same halacha like eating the ikar, either midarais or midraban. Now, where does it come from? Mehechi tasi. How do we need, this is a chiddush, right? Tam ki ikar is a chiddush. So a chiddush, you need a makor for that. So there are several possible makoros that Chazal and the Gemaras have from different psukim in the Torah for this idea. So take a look in the beginning in Parshas Noso. So we know if you're a nazir, so you can't have wine, right? Any wine type of products. Then the pasuk says, "Called mishras anovim lo yishta." Mishras Anovim. So what is Mishras Anovim? So Rashi says in Chol Mishras, Loshem Sviya. So what is that? What does that mean? Look in the Lechet Bo here. Lechet Boyer is one of my favorite chumashim. He was a bus driver in Satmar. I happen to know his family. And he wrote a perish on Rashi and on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Nothing fit to just to understand the pshat. So you explain what is tzvil, perish loshem tvila. The tova akoyin etzbo. Mitagim Yerushal v'yitzma. So it means what? You soaked something in water. Say you soaked grapes in water. And then the time of the grapes came into the water. And now you're only drinking the water. Same idea. In other words, so we have usually time is only transferred through a heat medium, bishul. But we have a concept of kavush, that if you keep something in, even in cold, and you soak it there for 24 hours or whatever, we'll see those halachas are, then the time also comes out. So Mishra says another thing is, you were shore anavim in the water, and now you took the anavim out, and now you just drink the water. So could anozim do that? So that's the chiddush haTorah called Mishras Anovim Lo Yishter, that he can't drink that, because that's the concept of Tam Ki'ikar. And Gemara quotes this in Masechta Pesachim on page 3 of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Yisum Shem haTorah Ein Heter Stav Nisachum Yisuri Noza Shrei Torah Amar Mishras. The Torah says Mishras. Okay, that's the similar idea. Then the question: what that means? The Gemara says, "Hi Mishras," on page 4. Hachi Huda also has Mivaylei Lechatani Mishras Litein Tam Ki Iker Shim Shora Anovim B'Mayim, page 5. Yishlohem Tam Yain Chayim. Mikana Tadam Lachol HaTorah Kula. Ma Nozir She'in Yisuri Yisur Olam. A Nozir is not also forever. Stam Nozir is Lam and Yom. Ve'in Yisuri Yisur Hanah. Ve'ish Heter Yisur also Matam Ki Iker. So other Yisurim certain Chal V'chomer. So see, originally the Gemara was using Mishras for another halacha of Heter Mitzdar for Yisur. Which, like Rav Shechter points out, that you have a sandwich, half a kazayis of treif and half a kazayis of bread. So, as Rav Shechter points out, some Yishonim learn that the heter is mitzdar for Isser. So that's not a din of Tam Kiker, that's a separate halacha. But then the Gemara says, we use Mishras maybe for the din of Tam Kiker. So that's one more of the concept of Tam Ki Iker. Then you have another pasuk in page 6 in Matos. The Torah says, right, the Mochem is Midian. So the Torah says that Klal Yisrael captured Midian, and then they captured their booty and included cutlery, knives and forks and plates and things like that. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says, if you want to use them, you got to kasher it. And then the Torah in Parshas Matos teaches us how to kasher kelim. Bez Hashem, we'll learn that later in the year. How to kasher kelim. Haglibu and Hagola. But what's the whole notion about kashering kelim? Why do you have to kasher kelim? You say somebody cooked treif in the kelim. So now you cleaned it out. You're a very hygienic person, so you cleaned it out. It's all clean. It's all clean. So what's the problem? So the problem is, because if you're going to use it again, so then what? In other words, if it, next time I use it, I cook kosher carrots, the tam that was cooked previously by using the treif meat in the same vessel will now come out into the carrots. So the whole concept of having heksher kelim is geboit, is based on what? Tam ki iker. Because if there wouldn't be a concept of tam ki iker, you know, so then what do you have to kasher the kelim for? Right? You're not having an end. You know, the Gemara Megillah has somebody who used to eat the plate. They're not going to eat the plate. You know? So, it's not the end. So, it must be that the concept of Heksher Kelim is predicated on this notion that Tam is Ke'ikar. And therefore, whatever was cooked previously in this pot, now, when you cook the kosher food in the pot, it's going to come out, and that tam iser is going to come into the kosher food and aser it. Now we'll see. The Gemara says that the whole din of heksher kelim midaraisa is only if you want to use the kelim within 24 hours from when they became treif. But once you wait 24 hours, so then it's all good. It's got pogum, and any treif keli, midaraisa, you could use without doing anything. So midaraisa, things are pretty easy. Just wait 24 hours. You don't have to do any fancy heksher keli. But midrabanan, they asked even after 24 hours, because they're afraid if they're going to use it after 24 hours without heksher, they'll come to use it within 24 hours without heksher. And within 24 hours, that's going to be a potential issa daraisa, because that's tam ki'ikar. So what do we have? So we have one makor from the pasuk in Mishras. We have another makor from in Matos of Heksher Kelim. Now let's see a third makor. A lot of makoros here. The third makor is in Parshas Tzav. Kol Zohar v'Bnei Aaron Yochlena, page 7. Kokolov v'Dor Seichem Yishay Hashem. Kol Asher Yiva v'Hem Yikdosh. Rashi, Yikdosh, Lios Kamoa, Shibsulu Yipsulu, Vimksheyo Yokul Kachomer HaMidva. It's like this. Say you have, what does it mean, Yiga? So Yiga literally in Hebrew means what? Touch. But Rashi says, so it's not just touch. Because to have a bliya, look in, see that's where the Lechet Boyer is, the best chumash out there. Lamed Zayin. Al yidei bishul o melicha. The word yiga doesn't mean what? Just to touch. You know, in this context it means, yeah, it touches with an ability to transfer hot, and that's with a heat medium. So there's two hot things that are being cooked together. So that's what it means, touch. Well, malicha means that if it was salted, and it's very salty, so there's a concept in halacha what? Of maliach kiroseach. That something that's salty is also has the halachic status of heat, even though something salty is not going to burn you, it's not hot, but there's a concept of Muliach Karasech that Bez Hashem should get to later. So what if you have two korbanos and they're cooked together and one korban is ready possible, ready, it's after the time that it's supposed to be eaten and now it's cooked with the other korban, so Ipsula Yipasulu, so if it's possible, it's going to possible the other one, because now this korban is treif, so to speak. And now that treif tam will go into the other one, it'll possible the other one. Or, if it's not possible, but say we know those that get a chance to say Ezel Makomon, if you ever get a chance. So so the Mishnayos write in Zvachim that tell you about the various korbanos and how much time you have to eat every korban. Say kachim, or korban chatas. So that's one day. You know, shalom is 2 days, the night in between. So say you take a korban that you can only eat one day, and you cook it with a korban that you can eat for 2 days. So now the korban chatas gives its tam into the shlomim, and now the shlomim can only be eaten for 1 day, because you can go l'chumra, right? The im yikshera yochlu kechomer the mincha. So whatever the more chomer dicker thing is, that tam will go into the other ones. So yikdash is also teaching me the concept of tam ki ikr, that if the carbon is puzzle and it's cooked together with a carbon kosher, now that carbon kosher is puzzle. Or if one carbon has a smaller amount of time, kache kachim are only eaten for 1 day, right? Day and a night, whatever. And it's cooked together with kachim kalim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night in between. So it's going to, the tam is going to go in. And that's a Gemara here in Zvachim that Rashi quoted on page 8. Yikdash lios kamoa haketzan im psulahi tiposel im ksherahi tocho yichomer shabo. Then, on page 9, we come back with another makor. Well, you think we had enough makoros, but it doesn't end. So we're back to Nazir now. So the first makor in Nazir had to do with the din of Mishras, right? That the soaking the grapes in the water. Here we have another halacha in Nazir. This is referring to the korbanos nazir when he finishes his naziris. When he finishes his naziris, zos toras hanazir biyom melos yimei nizro, yavios al pesach al moed, vikriv es korban al Hashem, keves v'shnosot tomim echad la'olav, kafsa ahas v'shnosot pi l'chatas, v'ayelcha l'shlomim. And then it says like this. So you bring these various karbanos, so you have the korban chatas, mikriv korbanu l'shem kevetz ben shnosot tomim echad la'ola kavsa achas v'shnosot tomim l'chatas. So you have a korban oila, you have a korban chatas. So the oila is going to the mizbeach, but then you have the chatas and the ayalecha l'shlomim. The ayalecha l'shlomim. So what do you do with that? So then pasuk yutes says v'lakach ha'kohen as a zeroha b'sheilam in ha'ayel. So you take the ayel, that's the shlomim, and you cook it. You cook the ayel. So what's the so what's the idea of the aisle? So looking, so there's a famous sugya on page 11 in Chulin Samach Tzadiches Amud Aleph. This is the sugya of Zro B'Sheila. Thank you. So the Gemara says, on the bottom, on page 11, Tzadi Chesem and Aleph on the bottom, you see, Velocha HaKoyin is Israel B'Sheila. So you take the Zroa of the aisle. Look in Rashi, in the bottom, Zroa Shal Aisle, Nozir Hu, Hamurim Mimenu, Nifin Osov, Nitam Lekoin, Osov Azor, Kokulo Nechal Abaylov, Hashlomim. So the Zroa, the arm of the aisle, is going to be cooked together with the rest of the aisle. The Zroa goes to the Kohen, and the rest of the aisle goes to the Bailam. So it's Shlom. So what's going to be happening now? You're going to cook B'Sheila. B'Sheila, look in on page 12, Tzadi Chesem is based on the top. Ein B'Sheila Shlom. Rav Shimma me Yochai, Ome Ein B'Sheila, Elish and Nishbashla im Ha'ayel. So it's cooked with the aisle. So what's the concept that it's cooked with the aisle? That's very strange, because the aisle can only, the Zroa part is only for a Kohen. The rest of it is even Yisrael. Now you're going to trafe up, because if the rest of Yisrael is going to eat the rest of it, so why are you cooking it with the aisle, which could only be, with the Zroa, which could only be eaten by the Kohen? So the Gemara says, and the Tam is going to go through. So the Gemara says that it must be, and this is going to be a whole discussion. We're always going to be referring back to this Gemara. You're going to see again and again and again. So now I'm going to speak in a broad lashon, and we'll see specifics as we continue through. But the point being is that the Zroa is relatively small compared to the rest of the animal. So what's going to be is that it's going to be a Tam Ki Iker, right? But it's going to be Batal B'Shishim, because the rest of the animal is so much bigger than the Zroa. And so it's going to be whatever the Shear, Shishim Meir, whatever the Shear is going to be, it's going to be Batal. But if it wouldn't be Batal, it would be Aser. But we're being mevatalit. Oh, so he asks, but isn't this a concept of the vein mevatalit is still a chatchila? Right? That's going to be one thing we're going to come back to when we learn the sugya vein mevatalit is still a chatchila. How in the world are we bittul only as if it happened? Here we go, amazing, miskavim, we're orchestrating a situation where we're going to cook the Zroa with the so we're going to talk about that. That requires a whole, that'll get its own shear, its own package. So maybe about this will at least one. But that question has to be addressed. But today we're only interested in understanding the concept that it's Tom that's going to go through, and it's going to be Mutter only because it's a Din Bittul. If there wouldn't have been a Din Bittul in Achanami, it would be also because of the same concept of Tom Ki Iker. Yes?
The fact that it has the same Tom wouldn't change the way we analyze it, meaning the fact that this is from the same cow. If anything has the same Tom.
Do you think each of you are mechaving to another whole discussion in the Rishonim? You are mechaving to the question of Eivatlinis Lachatil. You are mechaving to the question of it's min memino. Tam Ki Iker is only if the two things, like the example I gave you, carrots and meat. That's not min memino, that's two different things. This is min memino. So min memino is, the din of Tam Ki Iker is only by min mishaino mino. Min memino, that's why min mishaino mino is Tam Ki Iker. Unless you have shishim, then it's batal. But if it's min memino, that's only the Rabbanim. So then that shouldn't be a discussion for the Chumash. So Tosus says Takasha on page 12. Mandam Mashir, Lav Drosha Gemurhi. No, it's only an Asmachta, this whole Zoro B'Shela thing because it's min l'mino, so you don't really need bittul midaraisa. So you machav into that question. But each point is a whole, but here today I'm only interested in Tam Ki Iker, and I just make superficial references to other halakhic discussions that ensue from this thing.
How do we answer this question?
That it's Mim Amina. So Mim Amina is only Darabana. So Mimela, the whole discussion that of this Gemara is only an Asmach. In other words, the Gemara is saying the reason it's Mutter is because of Bittul. Even if you wouldn't have Bittul, Bittul B'shishim or Mimea, it would still be Mutter because of Min Pimina. And it's Asmach the Baalma. That's the point. Okay, so now, basically, I showed you, we went through, we just finished Chamisha Chumshei Torah in the Sukkos Torah. So now we just went through Chamisha Chumshei Torah as far as Tam Ki Iker in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Okay. So now, there is a fundamental machlokes rishonim between Rashi and others, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, let's call it, whether this din of Tam Ki Iker is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabban. It was even by Min B'she'enu Mino, maybe it's only, because till now I just told you before that Min B'she'enu Mino is a d'araisa, Min B'mino is a d'rabban. But not so simple. Not so simple. The Rush quotes that Shitas Rashi is that the whole concept that you need Shishim, because if you don't have Shishim, it's going to be Tam Ki Iker, that's only a din derabbanan. Let me articulate like this. We started off the year with Siman Kuf tests. Because that's the first thing you have to know in Judaism. Acharei Rabim Lahatas. Rov. Right? If you don't know Rov, what are you learning? You can't learn Basim Chol, you can't learn anything. The first thing you have to learn in life is Siman Kuf Tes. That's the first. Then after you know there's a concept of Siman Kuf Tes, then you have the second thing in life you have to learn is Tzadiches. Because Tzadiches, Siman Kuf Tes tells us that there's a din of Rov. Simon Tzadiches tells us not only there's a din of Rov, but there's going to be a din of Shishim. That if some two things get really nesarif, like I give you an example, when you cook the carrots with the treif meat, so that's nesarif, because the tam gets in. Or in cases I give you, if you have kosher milk and treif orange, orla orange juice, face, sorry. So then, Mimsha Inumino requires Shishim. So Shitas Rashi, as we'll see shortly, is that once you have Rov, the concept of Shishim, Tam Ki Iker, because even if you have Rov, you can still be Margish to Tam. Say I have kosher milk and treif orange juice, and it's more milk than orange juice that got mixed together in the vat. So once you have rov, it's butter. But since it's min b'she'enu mino, there's a nesinus tam, so then the nesinus tam will still be there until you have shishim. But the question is that concept of nesinus tam being significant? So I would think, I showed you 15 million psukim that's in the Chumash, so it's probably a daraisa. And Afal Pikein, Rashi is going to boldly say that no, everything we learned in the Chumash, that whole thing that I just said now, is all Asmachta, it's all the Rabban. That's going to be Shitas Rashi. In other words, the only thing that's Daraisa is you need Rov. Once you have Rov, you're good. Midrabbanan, you're going to need Shishim if there's Nesinus Tam. Shitas Rashi, we'll see.
Can we say
one second. And Shitas Tosis, Shitas Rebbeinu Tam. Another Rishonim is that no, that you need Rov, but Rov is not, but that's like Yavish B'Yavish. You need Rov, there's no Nesinas Tam, Yavish B'Yavish, because it's three destroyed pieces of meat, like we talked before. So you're going to need, but when it's Nesarev, or cooked is Nesarev, or the milk and the juice is Nesarev, those. So then there's an Asinas Tam, and there's a requirement of Shishim. So Shitas Tosis is that requirement of Shishim is Midoraisa. And if you don't have Shishim, you violate an Isser Doraisa. So if you have one kezias of carrots and one kezias of treif meat, and you cook together, now the carrot and the treif meat are not Nisarev, they're two disjoint things, but the Tams are once it's cooked, are going in. So that's. So then you don't have rov there because you have a kezias to a kezias, and therefore it'll be osur. But once you have rov, you have two kezaisim of carrots and one kezias of treif meat, and it's all cooked together. So you have more carrots than the treif meat. So then it's batel berov. You don't have shishim, so shitas Rashi is. So you violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. Shitas Taisus is, no, Shishim is a requirement midaraisa. What's your name? Are you?
Yeshaya.
The mamash of the basar you can throw out.
Okay,
you can't eat that basar. The question is, after you throw out the mamash of the basar, and now you want to eat
the
right, so I'm saying that anything that's an ikar, that goes away. That's in the garbage. So give it to the dog or the guy or whatever. Now, I'm only interested in carrots. That's all I want to watch, carrots.
Didn't we say that min mish that dog alach balach min bemino, it's also min mishein amino. We say that the dog alach min
right,
that's the only thing that you need shishim min oraisa.
Right. So that I was skipping ahead to assuming like shitas. That it's a deraisa, but now we're saying that it's not so.
Rashi even is not a lot of lashon which ain't amino.
Everything is derabbanan. Yeah.
Is there such a thing as even though
if
there's less than shishim,
if
there's still no
tam? If there's less than shishim, there's going to be tam.
So first, that's by only certain you need shishim for there to be no tam.
Yeah, in other words,
can there be a rove, therefore
no tam? No, because you're going to be. Everything has tam to it. I mean, carrots have tam, meat has tam. Yeah, so tam heter too. So, but the tam iser, like in the case of the carrots, the tam iser is going to go into the heter. So, if I only have a kezias of meat and two kezias of carrots, so I have rove, but I don't have shishim. So eating those carrots, will that be an Issa D'Raisa? Or will that be an Issa D'Rabbanan? So according to Rashi, you have Rov, so you got rid of the Issa D'Raisa. Now it's only a D'Rabbanan that you need Shishim. And according to Tosis, no. That you need Shishim with D'Raisa. If you don't have Shishim with D'Raisa, so if you have 60 carrots, 60 kezaisim of carrots, and one kezais of treif meat, so then it'll be mutar lagamri. If you only have 59 carrots to one thing of treif meat, then it'll be an issur d'oraisa to eat any of those carrots. Obviously, you're not going to eat the meatball. If you eat the meatball, that's a ba'ed. That's an issur d'oraisa. How come I skin and you take out the meatball? But the question is, you can't take out the tam from the carrots. In the chveis, maybe you go to some lab and you can do some scientific experiment and excrete, we're talking about regular people who are not. As Rav Henkin once said, the Torah was given to the Hamonav, it wasn't given to the astronomers or astrologers. You know, he wrote on the Leo Levy, you know Leo Levy?
Yeah.
You grew up with him?
Yeah. that's Shiurim.
You know, this, he lived here in the Heights.
Yeah.
So here.
430 Bakulash.
Okay, great. Here it goes. So he wrote this fascinating sefer on Zmanei Hayom, Neil Levy, Jewish Chronomy. So he has a haskama from Rav Henkin. So Rav Henkin said, you know, it's a very nice book, but the Torah wasn't given to astronomers, astrologers, and it was only given to the, so we just keep the 72 minutes in Shalom Yisrael. And that was Rav Henkin's haskama. Yeah. Right. Right.
He went on Aliyah, right,
Machon Lev.
1970.
Yeah. Right. They gave it out at the Breuer's dinner, and then they put a disclaimer. Because he really quotes all the Shitas, even the real early Shitas. So they didn't want, you know, that people, anyone should follow that. So they made they put a sticker in Breuer's in the front cover. You know, this early sheet you should never rely on, whatever, you know. But it's a classic work on Zmanei Hayom, amongst other Svarim that written on Zmanei Hayom. So if you take a look, so where's this Rashi? So if you look on Chulin, on page 12, the tab ki ikir nosen tam kimlon da osu bekodshim ki ikir melasha shal yisar. So he says that the whole din of shishim, the tam ki ikir, the rice is only by kodshim, not by chulin. Now a chulin shaper gemirim minon lemei v'shishim. But for chulin, all you need is rov. And the Rush quotes that over here on page 13. Gabi kodshim also v'hachashar peish rashi nosin tam kaimel and also v'kodshim. V'hom v'sul katani z'almuti yishar kodshim. V'chulin shapik aminu minei v'mei v'shishim da kaimel on v'hachmei rimu Matos the Batli Beruba. And then Tosa, then the Rush continues on page 14. Sphirle la Moray Basroy da Asmachta Ba'almo. That they hold it in a smach to the Alma. So there's all these things that we learned, so everything that I taught you, Mishras and this and that, it's all a smach to the Alma, only by Kotchim. This is Daraisa. And then on the second column, page 14, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says, no, it's a Daraisa. It's a Daraisa. And unless you have shishim, you're going to violate an issur d'oraisa. So who should we paskin like? So if you look at the Rashba on the Torah Sabayis on page 15. Mikol mokom, li'in psak halacha, Anu al minismoch bo v'nismoch al Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Yitzchak. We're right with Sharanim Heim v'omru l'hachmir v'shol Torah. And they said, it's the Raisa. And he says, what's the Nafkemina? So the Nafkemina, the famous Nafkemina in Poskim, is called the case of Nishbach. Say, for example, you have the cholent. Okay. And say something falls in the tray, some chleshik cholent, and some milk falls in the cholent. So if you have shishim, you're okay. If you don't have shishim, you're not okay. So you can measure to see if you have shishim. So what if the part of the children spills? So now I don't know for sure, did I have shishim or not in the children? Can I get the amount of milk? So the nishbach is the classic case of sofik shishim. Sofik shishim. So sofik shishim. So if you hold a din of shishim, is a din daraisa. So sofik daraisa l'chumra. And if you hold it, so din derabanan, then sofik derabanan l'kula. So that's the basic nafkamina in this question of whether Tom Kiker is daraisa. In other words, at the end of the day, acharei kichlos hakol, you need shishim according to everybody. For the mimishayin amino. The only question is that a din daraisa or a din derabanan? So shitas Rashi is a din derabanan. So therefore, a case of nishbach, which is means a suffix shishim, because it spilled. So now you don't know. You're not going to be able to measure. It's going to be suffix derabanan lekula, and according to Rav Meir Tam, suffix daraisa lechumra.
Not very much to talk about. Milk is
tough. Well, the milk dissipates. Yeah, in other words, once milk goes into the, I mean, if
we assume the milk spreads evenly across the whole thing.
Right. In other words, if it was one teapot of kol, then you could. But if it's being cooked, it's gonna, you know, it's in the crock pot, so it's cooked. So the milk is dissipating. Its time is going to be dissipating throughout the whole thing. So this is the din that is brought in Shulchan Aruch. On page 18. Himisar min b'mino. So if it's min b'mino, you have kosher milk and treif milk, and you don't know how much, so that is only a din d'rabbanan l'kuli alma, right? Min b'mino. The nishbach, and it can spill. So you can't, you know, you're not going to be able to tell. She'ini yichol ma'amar alav fusharo. So as long as you have rove, you're okay. Because once you had rove, then you're out of the d'raisa list. You know the sheruba heter mutar, imodo the sheruba heter osa. But then skip the Ramon, continue in the Mechaber. Avol mitzar v'she'eno mino v'dishpach v'ini she'eno she'en yicholim lamar olav v'sharo afil noda she'erubo heter osur. But in mitzar v'she'eno mino, right, that you had min v'she'eno mino, you had the face, the non-kosher orange juice that fell into the kosher milk, and it was nishbach, so you can't tell. So the Mechaber Paskins osur, because the Mechaber Paskins that Tav Kiker is daraisa, so that means the requirement of shishim is daraisa. Now, there's a famous line in the Shach, in the Taz, in the Shach. But you have to make sure, there was the cases you knew for sure that there was rov, you didn't know whether the shishim. Take a look on page 22. So first look.
In
the mishpach, right, is also. But say in Sif Gimel, a medva mumur mishpach, aval isur shenisar behetev v'hula faneinu v'yefshal haman oshiru, aval pishu misurim shal devreim osur. Say, for example, it, nothing was nishbach. But you just don't know how to measure. You're not capable. You're not a capable measuring person. So then, even in Issa Darabanan, you have to go l'chumra. So it says the famous line in the Taz. Vav, Iyash Shalamad al-Shiram, the Mordechai Pekar Socher, Nosan Tam, the Das Shotim Eino Klum. In other words, if you're incapable, that's not called a suffix. That's called Das Shotim. So that's not a suffix. So even if it's an Rabbanan that fell in, and you know, is there Shishim or not? I don't know, because I don't know how to. So they got to go to Chumr. The only case is called a suffix is Nishbach. So Nishbach, it was Nishbach, so you can't tell anymore. But if it's not Nishbach, that's called Das Shoytim. And Das Shoytim is. Okay, now there's one last question for today, and that's the following. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if it's Nishbach by Mim B'Mino, Lekula, because it's Safek D'Rabbanan, Mim She'eino Mino, as long as there's Rov, is going to be in a Safek D'Rabbanan, and you make it, and Mim She'eino Mino, the Nishbach is going to say something deraisa. So this is the question the Shachta discusses once that the Prima Gadim deals with. And that is the following. Is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch the Torah's Vadai? There's a Machlok Rashi Tosa, so how do we pass it? So maybe it's the Machriya, like Tosis, or Meiratah. Like we saw a quarter of the Rosh. Or no. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch only paskened it the Torah Safek. There's the whole psak of the Shulchan Aruch that we go l'chumra. It's not that the Shulchan Aruch was machriya b'tor vaday. It's b'tor Safek we go l'chumra.
Yeah,
right, but the Shulchan
Aruch.
Yeah, but because we're following the Shulchan Aruch, so. We're not, Rabbeinu Tam is not our, the end all or be all of how we pass in halacha. So he's his one opinion, but the Mechaber took everything, and now his psak was that because he decided that Rabbeinu Tam is right, the halacha, and everything else is nidcha, or not? Or is it because, or the Shulchan Aruch wasn't sure, but it wasn't sure, so it's a suffix. So that's what the Prima Gadim has a discussion, page 25. And the Psicha, the Hilchas Basa Mechalov, he says, Da, with the arrow. The Tavki Iker B'Shari Sur Vadai Hava Lo Sofik. Hafshul Chor Mash V'Tor Sabayis, the Machma Sofik Hu Lach V'Shol Torah. Whereas, when we saw in the Rashba, where the Rashba says, so who should we paskin like? Right? So he says, who should we paskin like? So he says, well, Bo and Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Because, right, what page was that? Yeah, on page 15. Come on, I know, we saw Bo and Rabbeinu Tam. Sherabim Hain, but Omer Mahachmi Rishol Torah. Mahachmi Rishol Torah, so maybe one could say, you know, it's a Daraisa issue, so, they're out. I don't know, you could read the Rashba in different ways, but Rage is saying it's Rabim, so therefore that's why we pass him with Torah's Vada, or we can say Shal Torah. So the Rabbeinu, the Prima Gadim, says he thinks that it's a Vada. Now, we're not doing the Torah suffix. However, there are others that want to say that maybe it's only a suffix. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch passed it that way. Well, So there's a piece in the Afikayam on page 23. Afikayam is a classic Lomdusha Sefer. Michiel Michal Rabinovich. It's a classic Lomdusha Sefer. The Boyke Rabbi Peretsky, who I was close with, he used to go speak and learning with the Afikayam. He told me he used to tell him that he should ride his bicycle to come speak and learning with him. And bicycles were... Yeah, I was just talking today with Rabbi Thomas. We were talking about the... You should see the clip. I'm not a big computer person. Certain clips, called Sky Clip. And the other clip I look at is the Mukach Kasana. If you ever see, you should look it up. The famous Mukach Kasana. This is a famous thing with the Rebbe was screaming about Hill Shabbos in America. It's a famous piece. But then the first part of the Mukach Kasana is the clip of all the people coming to the Kasana. It's his daughter. One daughter married Baruch Rabinovich. The famous story. And it was a big Kasana. And everyone was coming with their like bikes to the... it was interesting just to see how everyone was coming to the Kasana. You should see it. It's inspirational. And then there's the clip of the Rebbe speaking. I don't know why he was speaking at the Kasana about the Hill Shabbos in America, but that's what he was speaking about. The Breeder in America. It should go on and look at it. Okay. So, can we get on to that? I don't know. Okay. So he has a discussion like this. This is the discussion. Rav Schechter has quoted this. There's a famous discussion in the Rishonim in Masechta Yuma about if a person's a chola and you have two choices. It's Shabbos and he's a chola. So one choice is give him treif meat. You have treif meat ready to go, so give him treif. In other words, a chola he needs to eat the meat. So we have treif meat ready to go. Treif meat. Or maybe should you just shecht an animal and get him kosher meat. Because we didn't have anything to give him. No, nothing was from before. He had treif meat. So is it better to give him... Tarfus is only a lot. Shechting on Shabbos is an isaskila. So which should be the better way to go? Because obviously we want to be mamai visur. So the Rosh says, "Heavy shavus rishonim chol deshetzrichim lachil baser, utzrichim lishkar avur b'shabbos. My time alone, he will avail. Maybe we should give him the veil." So he says, "No, you should shech the right." It says, "You should dekvar nidlo shavus litchos b'avur b'vishul." He says, "No, Shabbos is already." So many rishonim say you should mechal Shabbos. So the famous answer of the Ran is because nevela, every kezayis is another, it's a nevela. Shabbos you'll shech one time, so it's a chomer, but it's a one-time thing, and that's the question: is it more? Is better to violate many averus that are more kal? You'll do it many times, as opposed to one aver that's more chomer, but it's only one time. So that's the Ran Shita, that better just violate the one aver once as opposed to the many averus. Someone else is doing it.
That's from Moshe's Hakir about the Hakir of someone who's going to sell a place. Whether you can buy comments from the supermarket, but then...
Yeah, okay, that's again, getting a little bit... Yeah, okay. So this is, so that's what many Rishonim said. So now he has a story about the following Shaila. So this question is in the Rishonim. The question that Afikayam was dealing with was, what if the question is Shecht on Shabbos, or give him chicken soup, like Rav Shechter said, chicken soup of the chicken was nevela. Would you still say the same thing? So the Pasha says Tam Ki Iker, right? So it's the same Shaila, because we pass the Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa. But says the Afika Yam, but maybe we pass the Tam Ki Iker the Raisa only in Misafik. So therefore, we go Lechumra. But if you're going to say Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa, that's going to cause a Kula. In other words, Avada, if Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan, then there's no question that we give him the chicken soup. Because the chicken soup is only, and this is the Rabbanan, and that for sure should be the way to go and not violate the Raisa. Nothing to talk about. But if Tam Ki Iker is a the Raisa, so then you have this whole discussion. So the Afikayam says, but maybe it's Toloi on, okay, it's the Raisa, but now we have to clear, is it the Raisa B'Toras Vadai B'Toras Sofek? So if it's the Raisa B'Toras Vadai, so then, okay, it's the same Shaila of the Rishon. If it's only B'Toras Sofek, then it could be that it's only the Rabbonin, right? That we, it's only B'Toras Sofek that we go L'Chumra B'Nishpach. But that, so we only go L'Chumra. But here we're gonna give a kula, because if you assume it's the Raisa, then we're gonna allow you to shecht. But if it's the Rabbanim, we won't allow you to shecht. So if you say the whole idea of Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa is only l'chumra b'tara safek, then in this case we'll assume that for sure you have to give the chicken soup and not the shechita. So he says that Uvda Balafanai Shaba Shokhir Bodik Lisha Kalach Shavashim Lishka Shabs Ofat Chol Besukim Vol Maisel Yidin Miskarti Shisek Shloshim Shem Hashem Give Us Olam Shachshav Zmanayim Rok Ha'amim Asa Lishka Rok Mafil Ha'achola. This keeps going. Then he says, Kar Pamachas Lefur Why they also chalbus isus chil? Mutav vachil marach medevela. Second line in the second column. The soup for sure. Sheinu medrabban. That was the psak of the givus olam. Because if you could just eat the marach, they marach and l'shem tam kiker halushitas rashi the tam kiker medrabban. You can't. So therefore, but we don't pass like Rashi, but it could be, we don't pass like Rashi b'tor sofek. But Rashi's sheet is still in the mix. So then, if Rashi's sheet is still in the mix, so then for sure you can't let them shecht the animal on Shabbos. Because there's still a very good possibility that the chicken soup is only in the Sidra Bon. So he says that this happened once in Brisk with Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim paskin to shecht, to give the kosher animal. So then he says, I remember the givus olam. And I told it to Reb Chaim. And then he says, this is Rav Simcha Zelig talking here. That was the Dayan of Brisk. So Rav Chaim said we should. Rav Chaim was the Rav of the town, but he had a Dayan. Rav Simcha Zelig. Rav Simcha Zelig, I think, was his Talmud in Volozhin. They picked him as the Dayan, that he should pass to the Shilas. I think the real big Shilas, the Velt Shilas, Rav Chaim went to Rav Yitzchak Kochanan, they say. Gordon, but the shilas of a treifa, the veila. We're not talking about agudas, and you know, the Gadol Hador was Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and it says Simcha Zelig was a very fine Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. So Rav Chaim thought we should follow the Rishonim in this case. So we, in the question of giving the Nevela or the Shechita, we should do the Shechita. And then Rav Simcha Zelig said, but what about this, the Gimas Olam says, and maybe it's only a Suffolk that we passed in the Chumra, and the Mele of the Tam Kikur maybe it's only the Rabbanon. So Mele, so he told that to Rav Chaim. And after he heard that, he was Makabal. And they did Shechta Chaks. I mean, to me, it's a chiddush, you know, because if you would ask me, you know, I'm trained by Rabbi Kiva Eger, that said that, you know, when the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote a Yesh Omrim, Rabbi Kiva Eger says in another context, and it's, you know, it's not like it's out of the, you know, okay, but the others don't disagree and say that. That maybe the psak of the Shulchan is l'chumra. So when in the case of Nishpach, you go l'chumra. There's no kula that comes out of it. But if you can assume that Tam Ke'ikar is a daraisa, in this case, there's a kula coming out of it. Because there's daraisa, so then we're talking about two daraisas, the two options are daraisas, and then a kula is going to come out that we're going to be mater to Shechta Shabbos. That way we can't do. If you hold it's a vaday psak, the Tam Ke'ikar is the raisa, so then fine, it's a vaday, and even though a kula is going to come out, so what? That's the vaday psak. But if it's only a suffik psak, so that's only when it's pure chumra, like the case of Nishbach. But if it's a kula is going to come out, like the case of, this case, then the Gibbous Olam says we have to be choshish that maybe Rashi is right. And therefore, we'll give the chicken soup, and we're not going to let the shech. And that's what Reb Simcha Zelig told Reb Chaim, and then he was masking.
Even though he's going to eat many
shiurim
of chicken soup as opposed to one
shechita. Right, but it's only
Drabonim. Right.
You can eat many Drabonim.
Yeah, right.
It's still more than
Right.
Well,
Yeah.
Okay, what can I tell you?
How do you get the shamus that sounds like how do you have chicken soup that doesn't have the
ain
of the chicken?
If you have, I don't know, broth.
Broth has the oil.
Broth has chicken oil. It's not bad. That's what the prime says. The prime
oil
says. Oil in the chicken. Okay. I don't know, it's not bad. It's in the water. It's in the water. And then you have just as Chaim said, it's only the broth. So, okay. So today I gave you the haskalah. Today is just the haskalah. So, Bez Hashem, Wednesday we'll continue with the Adi Nishmah.